Michael Huerta is approved as FAA Administrator. APA approves a framework for a possible American-U.S. Airways merger. And is Boeing back on top? This is Aero News for Thursday, January 3, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. There were no long, drawn-out hearings and pointed questions that often make up the political theater surrounding the confirmation of a presidential appointee. No, on Tuesday, the U.S. Senate simply approved dozens of President Obama's choices for government posts, including Michael Huerta, to be FAA Administrator. Huerta was named acting administrator over a year ago when Randy Babbitt was arrested on a charge of driving under the influence, a charge that was later dropped. Huerta will now hold the position for at least 5 years. Huerta's confirmation had been held up by South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint, who, according to Politico, had expressed issues with Huerta's labor policies. DeMint also wanted to be sure that if Mitt Romney had been elected president, the Republican would be able to appoint the person he wanted as FAA administrator. When President Obama was reelected, DeMint dropped his objections and the confirmation went forward. Industry reaction to Huerta's confirmation began to filter in almost immediately. Jack Pelton, EAA chairman of the board, called Michael Huerta personally on Tuesday to offer the organization's congratulations. Pelton pledged EAA's support on recreational aviation safety matters and a continued positive working relationship that seeks solutions for issues that face EAA members and general aviation. NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin praised the move by the Senate, and A4A President and CEO Nicholas E. Calio said, quote, "Administrator Huerta's commitment to safety and improved efficiency of our nation's airspace will benefit the traveling public and ensure we continue to build a more vibrant aviation industry that is so important to our nation's economy and workforce." End quote. In a move that could have implications for the emergence of AMR Corporation, the parent of American Airlines and American Eagle, from bankruptcy, the board of the Allied Pilots Association voted to approve a preliminary labor framework that would be put in place should American merge with U.S. Airways as it comes out of Chapter 11 reorganization. The 11-5 vote came after 3 weeks of behind-the-scenes talks facilitated by AMR's Creditors Committee, according to a report appearing in the Wall Street Journal. Approval by the APA board is just one step in the process. The framework would also have to be approved by the U.S. Airways Pilot Union, as well as both airlines. Since filing for Chapter 11 reorganization over a year ago, American has said that it hopes to emerge from bankruptcy as a standalone airline. The pilots' union has for several months, though, vocally supported a merger with U.S. Airways, most often mentioned as the carrier with which American would combine. U.S. Airways has also been pushing for a merger with AMR's creditors. AMR's board will next meet on January 9th, though it's not likely that a full merger plan could be presented at that time. Boeing expects that when it tallies up all of the orders and deliveries for 2012, it will once again emerge as the world's number one manufacturer of commercial airliners. If so, it would be the first time in a decade that the company has bested its European rival, Airbus. Boeing expects that the final numbers will show 585 commercial deliveries for 2012. That would be the highest total since 1999, when the numbers were boosted by the final deliveries of McDonnell Douglas airplanes from Long Beach, California. Similarly, the 2012 order book stood at 1,121 aircraft in mid-December, which is second only to 2007's all-time sales record, according to a report in the Seattle Times. Boeing has been on a hiring spree over the past several months to accommodate the demand, but some analysts say that the future is not totally clear. The competition between Boeing's re-engined 737 MAX and the Airbus A320neo is just getting underway, with neither airplane as yet flying. Boeing will release its final results for the fourth quarter of 2012 at 0730 Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, January 30th. Boeing Capital Corporation results will also be released at that time. The FAA has authorized a TSO along with AMLSTC approval for the Garmin GDL-88 series. The GDL-88 is the industry's first dual-link ADS-B solution available for certified aircraft. With the AMLSTC, the GDL-88 is approved for installation on most Part 23 fixed-wing aircraft, and it will begin shipping immediately, starting at $3,995. According to Garmin's website, The GDL-88 provides a simple, rule-compliant solution for aircraft operating in the U.S. and below 18,000 feet. The GDL-88 also brings the added benefit of access to advanced traffic information and subscription-free weather for aircraft flying at any altitude. The innovative dual-link capability allows the GDL-88 to receive both the 978 MHz UAT and the 1090 MHz frequency bands to provide the most comprehensive level of traffic situational awareness. When AeroNews continues, no tiki, no laundry. Well, no loungy, no airport. Taking a page from the old TV show Highway Patrol and ANN's Best of the Breed for 2012.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, January 3rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Officials of Qatar Airways have filed a legal claim amounting to some $600 million against a contractor for delays in opening a new international airport in Doha. The suit, filed against Lindner Depa Interiors, claims the contractor is responsible for pushing the opening of the new Doha International Airport from December of 2012 into the second half of 2013, according to a report appearing in Construction Week online. Qatar will operate the airport after its opening. The primary issue appears to be the completion of 19 airport lounges, which LDI was to have completed by last summer as part of a $250 million contract. The total cost of the airport is reportedly about $15.5 billion. In a statement on its website, LDI says that it was denied full access to the project site for the first 9 months of the 16-month project. This delay, combined with the airport's refusal to pay acceleration costs, meant LDI was unable to start and thus complete all interior contracting work as planned. The company says it is deeply disappointed by the allegations made by Qatar Airways and rebuts all claims. Furthermore, LDI has never had a contract or relationship with Qatar Airways and says it has never received any legal claim from the airline. This next story reads like a script from the old TV show Highway Patrol, starring Broderick Crawford. Pilot David Zentner was returning home from North Carolina in his personal airplane and decided to fly over and take a look at his home from the air, whereupon he observed a silver truck with a white camper in his driveway and lowered his altitude to get a closer look. He then saw a man looking into the windows of his home, who then attached the pilot's red trailer to his truck and pulled out of the driveway. The pilot followed the thief down State Route 80 toward I-75 in Lee County and called the law. The Lee County Sheriff's Aviation Unit picked up the chase, located the truck and trailer on I-75 heading into Charlotte County, and gave direction to ground units, who soon made a traffic stop on I-75, and detained the man driving a 2002 Toyota Tundra 4x4 pickup and pulling the stolen red trailer. Owner and pilot David Zentner went to the scene and reclaimed his trailer, while Charlotte County Sheriff's officers arrested Gary Robert Haynes, age 59, from Stafford, Virginia. Haynes' pickup was impounded, and a search found a loaded rifle and bullets on the floorboard. Haynes was arrested for grand theft and taken to the Charlotte County Jail. He was released on $2,500 bond. His truck was seized for forfeiture, and the Glades County Sheriff's Office detectives are still investigating the theft and the weapons found in Haynes' pickup. Well, with 2012 still fresh in our memories, it's time for ANN to unveil our annual Best of the Breed, recognizing top aircraft in a number of specific categories. You can see all of our choices on our website at www.aero-news.net, but let's face it, it's the best of the best that most people will be interested in. It's kind of like the ongoing college bowl games. Sure, you can win the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, or even the Aero News Bowl. But in the end, there's only one national champion. So, drum roll, please. This year's award winner is a solidly built little four-seater built by a trustworthy company that has weathered a fair amount of tough times without selling its soul. We're speaking specifically of the Diamond Aircraft DA-40XLS, an outstanding general aviation airplane with one of the most impressive safety records in recent times. With a modern glass cockpit and digital autopilot now available, the 150-knot DA-40XLS has a range of 720 nautical miles at 75% power, burning all of 10 gallons per hour. Best of all, though, the aircraft is built by Diamond Aircraft, a principally North American manufacturer with European manufacturing outlets as well. A company with solid management and uncommon vision, Diamond Aircraft is one of the few companies that we say we can trust. And that's a comforting thought when you're loading up yourself and three people you care about for a day of committing aviation. Further, Diamond should have a solid future ahead of it, with the upcoming DA-52, possibly one of the most exciting planes on the known piston horizon, the eventual entry into the single-engine jet market, and even better ideas on the drawing board. DA is equipped to survive and be around to support its customer base. So our congratulations to the Diamond Aircraft DA-40XLS, ANN's best of the best for 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.